Welcome to Living with Jesus. Each week we celebrate life with Jesus, praying for Him to reveal Himself. And we pray that you'll have more fulfilling and rewarding relationship with the Lord. Amen. So, what is your relationship with Jesus?
Good morning. I'm David Jopie, Living with Jesus. This week our podcast focuses on wisdom and understanding through life with Jesus. Jesus reigns. Hallelujah! He is risen. As the psalmist asked the Lord in Psalm 90, you also may ask the Lord to teach you to number your days that you may gain a heart of wisdom. Such wisdom is a tree of life to you who lay hold of her, and you who hold fast to wisdom are blessed. Now let's identify three stages of life, each lasting 40 years. Childhood is the first stage of life, when you are led by the law to Christ from years 1 through as much as 40. These years are when you first seek the kingdom of God, and you are filled with love from the Father, and you are blessed with the grace of the good news of the gospel. Children are often mentored or under supervision, but can easily expect 99 years of righteous life. The second stage of life is adulthood, which is fulfilled in Psalm 90 from years 41 through 70 or 80 years. The 40 adult years are filled with toil and trouble, but also with teaching and homes, and with wisdom and understanding. Adults typically are blessed by doing good deeds for neighbors through works prepared beforehand by God. And then, the third stage of 40 years is from God's favor to Noah in Genesis 6. The days of the third stage of life stretch from 80 through 119 years. The Lord no longer contends with these seniors, but like Moses, who lived through 119 chronological years, God comforts seniors with undimmed eyes and unabated vigor. And the Lord blesses these golden years with faithfulness and obedience, with healing and salvation, and with safe arrivals and safe dwellings. So then, in view of these three 40-year stages, you may find in Psalm 118, the gate of the Lord, which the righteous will enter through. Thus you are equipped, called, and sent, so that by the Holy Spirit, Jesus will come and make his home with you. Through life with Jesus, then, you may surely gain hearts of wisdom. And for a right understanding, pray to the Lord Jesus, who reigns from his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Now God understands the way to wisdom and knows its place. For the Lord said to mankind, behold, reverent awe of the Lord, this is wisdom, and all who practice it have a good understanding. For the Lord will rescue you and bring you safely into his heavenly kingdom. He has seated you there with Christ, so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to rulers and authorities. There Christ's presence is guaranteed with Holy Communion. Jesus is himself infinite wisdom and truth, and certainly accomplishes and brings to pass his promises. For God gave you the Holy Spirit of wisdom, power, and love, so you are able to face the world with self-control. By the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through its wisdom, so it pleased God through the gospel to save those who believe. Surely you know God, for Jesus has said, with God all things are possible, meaning especially salvation is possible. And your hope for eternal life is answered when the grace of God appeared, bringing salvation for all people. So let us rejoice and say, God is great, great is the Lord. The depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God are united in the gospel and in Jesus, the head of the church. Jesus Christ builds you together as a dwelling place for the Spirit. From God, to God, and to God are all things. To him be the glory forever. Let us pray to God in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Now forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. So lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Jesus is risen indeed.
We pray that this week podcast has encouraged your faith in Jesus Christ and that you'll continue in His love. In His holy name, Amen. What is your relationship with Jesus?